happy 40 years of, well, service. Let's just go there. Pause for a Cause does present an anniversary, a celebration, and an invitation to you to attend an open house. So here we go. Pause with the Cause doing great things, and their headquarters is here in West Michigan. The roving microphone's been on site. Kara Conway in the house. Good morning to you, Kara.
Good morning, Shelley. Thanks for having us.
Who's your friend?
My friend is Pippi, and she's my foster puppy that I'm raising for Pause with the Cause. So she is just here to have her shining moments.
Yes, because I'm sure you're always in need of foster puppy raisers.
We are. We rely on volunteers to raise our future assistance dogs. So I'll have Pippi for about a year, and then she'll turn back into Pause for some more formalized training. But while she's with me, I'm just teaching her basic obedience and socialization.
I think you're doing a good job. She just laid down by your feet.
Thank you.
Now, Pippi is not my stereotype of perhaps a Pause dog. Is a retriever, a fairly good-sized dog that obviously lends its talents to its owner. But Pippi's a different breed.
Yeah, so Pippi is a poodle. Very... Occasionally, we will do some poodles for our program for our clients who may be more sensitive to shedding dogs. So she is in training for that. And because of her size, she's a little bit smaller. We're hoping she'll go on to be a hearing dog someday.
What is her age?
She's about 5 months, just a baby.
Goodness gracious. Well, thank you as not only a staffer that believes in the power of Pause with the Cause, but also practicing what you preach. So kudos. We'll talk more about this. But let's, first of all, Pause with the Cause. Your national headquarters and training center is located in Wayland. What are you responsible for?
So I manage all of our PR and marketing, but at Pause, we custom train assistance dogs for people with disabilities, and we've been doing it for 40 years now. We are just so thankful that we've been able to serve for this long, and we're looking forward to where the next 40 years takes us.
Yes. Give me an example. Who needs your services?
Yeah, we train 4 different types of dogs. We do service dogs for people with mobility issues, hearing dogs for hard of hearing or deaf, seizure response dogs for people who may have epilepsy, and then service dogs for children with autism as well.
How intense, and that's a compliment, how intense is this training for these animals?
So it's about a two-year training. So they're with their foster puppy raisers for the first year, and then they'll go back to Pause, and we actually send our dogs to prison. We are partnered with 5 prisons in Michigan, and they'll go there.
Literally prison.
Yes, yeah. Literally prison. They're partnered with 2 inmates, and they will just learn how to live with someone for 24/7 and practice those leash skills. Then they'll come back to Pause for about another 6 to 8 months learning that customized training.
Will that happen to Pippi?
Yes.
Okay, Pippi. Oh, she's beautiful. Tell me about the open house on the 22nd.
So we are inviting the public to join in our celebration of our 40 years of serving the community, not only West Michigan community, but communities all over the United States. So we have an open house coming up a week from Saturday. That's June 22nd from 11 to 2 at our headquarters. And we are inviting people to come out, see our facility. We have 3 buildings, as you know, Shelley. All of those will be open for self-guided tours. Our training apartment will be open. You can get to meet some of our client and dog teams and see what an impact our dogs are making in their lives. We also just had our grooming rooms renovated thanks to our Pause to Be Thankful campaign for Giving Tuesday. You can see that. Our surgical rooms will be open, so it should be a fun day.
And obviously information on either how to be a puppy raiser and or if one is a potential client.
Yeah, there'll be lots of information on how you can receive a assistance dog from Pause, but also on how to become a Pause dog volunteer. So whether that's raising a future assistance dog like I'm doing with Pippi or housing one of our mama and papa dogs, because we definitely need volunteers to do that as well.
And the 40th anniversary open house on the 22nd of June, you are invited to celebrate Pause with a Cause. How does it work for a client? And not all of your, and I say keep saying client, I don't know if there's a better term
That's
for,
what we use.
For those who use your future Pippies. this is national, maybe even international, right? A Texan may take Pippi home.
Yeah, so we are a national nonprofit. Right now, we are in our open enrollment, so people can go to our website, pausewithacause.org, and review our qualifications and apply for one of our assistance dogs. Our open enrollment is only open till June 28th, so if you're thinking about getting an assistance dog or know a family member or friend who could benefit from one, please encourage them to visit our website and see if it's something that they'd be interested in.
What do you see Pippi's skills being?
She is such a love. And I know you can say that for any dog, but she's very attentive. She, as you can see right now, she's always wanting to make eye contact with me, which is great. I'm going to give her a treat for that one. And she's just a baby, so we're still learning. And I'm still kind of learning about her as well.
Yes. And yet when she is in training, she will be taught, say she will be paired with one maybe who's deaf.
Yeah, so when she is in training, if she is fit to be a hearing dog, our trainers will work with her to alerting noises. So maybe someone knocking on the door or a baby crying. That's actually how we got started 40 years ago. Our co-founders trained a dog for their friends who were both deaf and who were adopting a deaf child, and they were worried about not being able to hear the baby cry at night. And 40 years later, here we are. We just kept growing.
And I remember when we were roving microphone was at your place, you kept the dogs themselves were somewhat imprisoned. We were not allowed to see the dogs that were being trained because don't you really keep them intent?
Yeah, we like to keep them. Well,
good.
Yes, we like even our staff members. We're not allowed to interact with our dogs when they're in their final stages of training, just because we want them to be so focused on their trainer. But that being said, the dogs have better AC and heat than I do in my office, Shelley.
What's it like to be to have that first time meeting when your client is ready to take Pippi home?
Yeah, so it really is beautiful. You know, sometimes it's might be a little awkward. You're like, okay, this is the big moment I'm waiting for. But most of the time, it's just so heartwarming. And when a client goes home with a dog, all of the staff members come out because we do believe that, you know, every single person on our staff is making a difference. And that's what we call a mission moment. That's why we're here. That's why we show up every day to work. And our clients always just say thank you, you know, with tears in their eyes. And they haven't even taken the dog home yet. They don't even know what a difference that dog is going to make.
And does the puppy raiser, would you ever be able to follow Pippi's life?
So once Pippi goes home with her client someday, our client services team will give the client my information. But it's on the client to reach out to the foster puppy raiser. So we want to respect the client's privacy as well.
Yes. Oh, Pippi, you're just beautiful. Anyway, we digress. Obviously, I think this is a free service for your clients?
Yep. So as a nonprofit, our clients do receive our dogs for free. And 89% of our funding comes from individual donors. We don't receive any government or insurance aid.
Yes. It's a reason for time, talents, and treasures throughout the year. All right. More details on Saturday the 22nd. Again, come on down and hang out for a bit.
Yes, come on down, hang out. It should be a great time. We will be doing a ribbon cutting with the Grand Rapids Chamber right at 11. And then, like I said, self-guided tours through three of our buildings. We are going to have a kids' art and activity room with students from Artists Creating Together. We'll be there as well, helping out with that room. And just come see where we've been and learn more about the organization in a deeper way and our new CEO's vision for the next 40 years.
Yes, yes. Well, you got to look forward, but you have to celebrate what is behind as well. So thank you very much. One more time, details on how to find out more information.
More information is on pausewithacause.org, or you can visit our Facebook page, Pause with a Cause. Again, it's June 22nd from 11 to 2 at our national headquarters in Wayland. And it is a free event and a family-friendly event. So come out, even if it's just for 20 minutes.
Promise me there will be a dog on site?
Oh, there will be lots of dogs. We're calling them petable pooches that we'll have staged around that you can interact with.
Good. Pippi. Oh, Thanks, Kara Conway, for you serving as a puppy raiser and certainly for speaking on behalf of Paws for the Cause.